Penguin Random House Audio proudly presents Stella Maris by Cormac McCarthy, performed by Julia Whalen and Eduardo Ballerini. Stella Maris, Black River Falls, Wisconsin. Established 1902. Since 1950, a non-denominational facility and hospice for the care of psychiatric medical patients.
October 27th, 1972. Resident Unit. Case 72-118. Patient is a 20-year-old Jewish Caucasian female. Attractive. Possibly anorexic. Arrived at this facility 6 days ago, apparently by bus and without luggage. Admission signed by Dr. Wegner. Patient had a plastic bag full of $100 bills in her purse, something over $40,000, which she attempted to give to the receptionist. Patient is a doctoral candidate in mathematics at the University of Chicago and has been diagnosed as paranoid schizophrenic with a long-standing etiology of visual and auditory hallucinations. Resident of this facility on two prior occasions.
1.
Hi, I'm Dr. Cohen.
You're not the Dr. Cohen I was expecting.
Sorry about that. That would be Dr. Robert Cohen.
Yes, I guess there's no shortage of Dr. Cohens.
Probably not. How are you? Are you all right?
Am I all right?
Yes.
I'm in the loony bin.
Well, other than that, I suppose.
How long have you been doing this?
About 14 years.
You're going to record this?
I think that was the agreement. Is that all right?
I suppose. At the time, I thought you were somebody else.
It's not all right.
No, it's okay. Although I should say that I only agreed to chat, not to any kind of therapy.
Yes. Is there anything you'd like to ask me before we begin?
We have begun. Such as what?
Maybe you should tell me a little about yourself.
Oh, boy.
No?
Are we going to paint by the numbers?
I'm sorry?
It's all right. It's just that I'm naive enough to keep imagining that it's possible to launch these sorties on a vector not wrench, totally implausible by Kant.
It's what? My tone of voice?
It's all right. We'll do it your way. What the hell?
Well, I don't want to get off to a bad start. I just thought you might want to tell me a little about why you're here.
I didn't have any place else to go.
And why here?
I'd been here before.
Why originally, then?
Because I couldn't get into Coletta.
And why Coletta?
It was where they sent Rosemary Kennedy, after her father had her brain scooped out.
Do you have some connection with the family?
No. I didn't know anything about psychiatric centers. I just figured that if that was the place they'd come up with, it was probably a pretty good place. I think they scooped her brains out someplace else, actually.
You're talking about a lobotomy?
Yes.
Why did they do that to her?
Because she was weird and her father was afraid someone was going to fuck her. She wasn't what the old man had in mind.
Is that true?
Yes, unfortunately.
Why did you feel you had to go someplace?
You mean this time?
Yes, this time.
I just did. I'd left Italy, where my brother was in a coma. They kept trying to get my permission to pull the plug, to sign the papers. So I fled. I didn't know what else to do.
It was something you couldn't bring yourself to do? Take him off life support?
Yes.
Is he brain dead?
I don't want to talk about my brother.
All right, just tell me why he's in a coma.
He was in a car wreck. He was a race car driver. I really don't.
All right. Is there anything you'd like to ask me?
About what?
Anything. About me, if you like. May I call you Alicia?
You want me to ask you about yourself?
If you like, yes.
You teach at the university?
At Madison, yes.
I know where the university is. You dress rather well for an academician.
Thank you.
It wasn't a compliment. You're not a psychoanalyst.
I'm a psychiatrist.
You're not an MD.
I am, in fact.
What else?
I'm married. I have two children. My wife runs a children's program for the city. I'm 43 years old.
What do you get up to when no one's looking?
I don't. And you?
I smoke an occasional cigarette. I don't drink or use drugs or take medication. You don't have any cigarettes, I don't suppose.
No. I could bring some.
Okay.
What else?
I have clandestine conversations with supposedly non-existent personages. I've been called a you-know-what teaser, but I don't think that's true. People seem to find me interesting, but I've pretty much given up talking to them. I talk to my fellow loonies.
You don't talk to other mathematicians?
Not anymore. Well, some.
Why is that?
It's a long story.
Are you still working at mathematics?
No, not what you'd call mathematics.
What sort of mathematics were you doing?
Topology. Topos theory.
But you're not doing that anymore.
No, I got distracted.
What was it that distracted you?
Topology. Topos theory.
Maybe we should skip the mathematics for the time being.
That's fine. I didn't know what I was doing anyway.
I'm surprised to hear you say that. Couldn't you get help from some of the other mathematicians?
No, they didn't know either.
You're sure it's all right about the recording?
Sure. What if I say fuck or something? I think I did, actually. Actually, there it is again.
I don't know. I think the agreement was that you wouldn't have any editing privileges.
I'm not really serious.
Oh.
Alicia's okay. I prefer it to Henrietta.
You're not being serious again.
No.
All right. You don't want to tell me anything about your brother.
This is starting to sound like the Eliza program. No, I don't want to.
The computer psychiatric program?
Yes.
All right. What would you like to talk about?
I don't know. I think I just want to be a smartass. If you want to actually talk to me, we're going to have to cut through at least some of the bullshit. Don't you think? Or do you?
I do. I think you're absolutely right.
Such as that.
Is that bullshit?
Of course it's bullshit. No way in hell do you think I'm absolutely right.
I see.
And please don't say I see.
It just means I'm trying to understand your point of view. Is there anyone you're in contact with?
You mean real people?
Preferably, yes.
Not really.
No mathematicians? No one from the university?
I thought we weren't going to talk about mathematics.
All right.
I still write to Grotendieck, but he's left IHES and he doesn't write back, which is all right. I don't expect him to.
Is he a mathematician?
Yes, or he was.
Where does he live?
I don't know where he lives. I suppose he's still in France.
It's not a very French name.
It's not a French name at all. His father's name was Shapiro, later Tonaroff. He has no citizenship. He was a displaced child in the war, hiding, running for his life. His father died at Auschwitz.
Where do you send the letters?
To IHES. You don't know who he is, do you?
No.
It's all right. We were friends. We are friends. We share a common skepticism.
About what?
About mathematics.
I'm not sure that I follow you.
It's all right.
You're skeptical about mathematics?
Yes.
You feel disappointed in the discipline in some way? I'm not sure how you can be skeptical about the entire subject.
I know.
But it has disappointed you.
That would be one way to put it.
How would it do that?
Well, in this case, it was led by a group of evil and aberrant and wholly malicious partial differential equations who had conspired to usurp their own reality from the questionable circuitry of its creator's brain, not unlike the rebellion which Milton describes, and to fly their colors as an independent nation unaccountable to God or man alike. Something like that.
You think my questions are naive?
I'm sorry. No, I don't. The failure doesn't lie with the querent.
Is he a prominent mathematician, your friend?
Grotendieck. He's widely regarded as the foremost mathematician of the 20th century.
Huh.
If you ignore the fact that Hilbert and Poincaré and Dedekind and Cantor all lived into the 20th century, which you should, since all their major work was done in the 19th. And I'm not all that big a fan of von Neumann.
I'm sorry, but I don't know those names.
I know. It's all right. Well, not really, but it's okay.
Grotendieck?
Yes.
Did you work with him?
I don't know if you would call it work. We spent a lot of time talking. He would come to the Institute on Tuesdays, and I spent a lot of time at his house. I would eat with the family. Then the conversations would go on into the night. In a sense, we were just in the same nut house together. The Institute had been established for him and another mathematician named Dudeney by a wealthy Russian named Motchen. if that in fact.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?